Sales of expensive electric cars are getting a jolt from the impending expiration of a tax incentive in Washington state. A sales tax exemption for battery-powered cars goes away June 30th. In Oregon, advocates of pollution-free driving proposed a different state subsidy for plug-in car buyers, but it's languishing in the state legislature. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports.
Maybe you've seen a Tesla Model S by now. If you're a car nut at all, you'd remember the sleek, fully electric luxury sedan turns heads. The price tag can make hearts skip, too. Some versions cost $100,000. Tesla Motors has three showrooms in the Northwest.
We're in the Westlake store, the Tesla store in Seattle.
Lance Merkin is the manager here. He's been unusually busy lately.
Imagine your own personal workload doubling, and that's what's happened.
Merkin says for the past 2 months, he's been telling anyone on the fence that a valuable tax break is likely to go away at the end of June. Tesla also emailed notices to its customer database.
A lot of fence setters, it's brought them down to act sooner rather than later. So it's definitely been a great motivating factor. It's almost a doubling of our orders because of that in Washington state.
How much for the buyer of a Tesla, how much difference does this make?
Just for easy math, if we're, let's say, at 10% of a ticket item like a high upscale luxury sedan, that could be $9,000-$10,000 savings to consider.
Battery-powered cars have been exempt from sales tax in Washington since 2009. The sales tax reaches 9.5% in King County, where Seattle is. Electric car enthusiasts, major automakers, and Washington's governor have urged state lawmakers to extend the tax break for another 4 to 6 years. Merkin, though, is resigned to it going away, but says he'll miss the incentive.
We have loyal folks. We have a lot of folks that still want to go electric, and so it'll be a small hindrance. But overall, it's we'll still continue forward doing what we do. Will we miss it? Absolutely.
The other top-selling all-electric model is the Nissan Leaf. A manager at Bellevue Nissan says the vast majority of Leafs are leased rather than purchased outright. In that case, the sales tax break is not as valuable. The Nissan dealership reports no significant sales bump from buyers trying to beat the buzzer. In the Washington legislature, some lawmakers are trying for a last-minute save. Democratic Senator Mark Mullett says the electric car tax break has taken a back seat to bigger budget issues, but he, for one, is optimistic it might be squeezed in at the end.
The places that have the incentives are the places that are selling a lot of electric cars. So if you let it lapse now, it's going to be a huge mistake, and you will definitely see backward progress on electric car sales in the state of Washington, which makes no sense.
The conservative-leaning Washington Policy Center made the case for letting the tax break lapse. That think tank argues the favor mostly accrued to the wealthy who would have bought an electric car anyway. Extending the sales tax break would cost the state treasury between $5 and $6 million per year, according to an estimate by the Washington Department of Revenue. Oregon doesn't charge sales tax. So electric car advocates and sympathetic lawmakers there introduced legislation to offer a $3,000 rebate on battery-powered and hydrogen-fueled cars. The measure received a favorable hearing in Salem in early April, but has since stalled. Jeff Allen directs the nonprofit Drive Oregon. He's a rebate advocate, but says it's now an uphill battle.
The challenge has been finding the funding to pay for it and to pay for creating a new incentive program in a real tough budget climate.
Allen says different states have gone different directions this year. Georgia, Texas, and Illinois are ending rebates or tax credits for green cars. Meanwhile, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Tennessee are starting or expanding incentive programs. I'm Tom Bonsi in Seattle.